Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Coach, congratulations on your first win. Can you talk a little bit about the defense, keeping the team in the game until that offense got going in the second half?
Defense been spectacular all season. Stats don't do justice what they've been able to accomplish, and at all three levels. The D line was outstanding today. The linebackers were outstanding today. The young DBs, play after play after play, and through all the adversity, call them what you will. We had that game over several times in regulation, but credit to them. I mean, we're fantastic.
Robert, can you talk a little bit about Zach and his performance in the second half?
Zach, you know what? It started on the 3rd-and-10 conversion in the first half, and you know it's like we all talk about these young kids. They're kids, and you get a little ball rolling, you get a little bit of confidence, and it starts to snowball. And he showed everything that we see in practice. We see it all, and the kid was outstanding. There's still going to be things that he knows he can clean up. He had a chance to end it in overtime, but the guy was resilient. He had resolve, and he was a playmaker.
His touchdown to Corey, the 54-yarder, the one where he rolled out and then he told Corey to go deep. When you're standing on the sideline watching that, I mean, what's going through your mind?
You know, it's no, oh my God. but that's what he did. You know, that's what he did throughout his college tape, and he got confident, he got rolling, he got outside the pocket, and he made a play.
On that third and goal at the one in overtime where he, they got him for a loss. If he had thrown the ball away there and it's fourth and goal, would you have?
We're going for it. So that's a big learning lesson for him. He knows we've got two downs. Just throw it away. Let's go for it on fourth down. Let's go win the game.
Robert, 2 weeks ago here, you talked about him playing boring football, but that wasn't really boring today. is that just, you kind of think like that's kind of what you're going to have to live with Zach, is that there's going to be some games where that style turns it over, but then some days it's going to be what we saw today, where there's some electric plays.
You know, there were some, but he took some checkdowns early. He took what the defense gave early, and I thought Mike called a spectacular game. That Mike was aggressive in his play calling. There were certain shots that Mike was going for the jugular the entire game. There's certain looks that he was getting that made him can out of some stuff. But yeah, there's you take the good with the bad. And just like one loss doesn't define, one win doesn't define, and he's got to get back to it and continue to grow and get better from this.
What went right to be able to generate such a pass rush with 7 sacks? I mean, was this really kind of an example of your vision for this pass rush coming to life?
Credit to this D-line. They've been doing it all year, getting after the quarterback, but it's rushing coverage, right? I don't think enough credit goes to these young kids in the back end. Two new safeties stepping up and playing a heck of a game back there with communication. Ashton getting his first run, Neesman getting his first run, Lewis Eccles, and they didn't flinch. And that's what that was a big thing we talked about at halftime. You can't flinch, not against a team of Tennessee's caliber. But the D-line, again, they've been relentless all season. It was cool to see him get Tannehill on the ground.
Robert, I think you had one timeout left towards the end, at the end of overtime. Did you give any consideration to calling in and icing the kicker?
No.
And if so, why not?
Just let the flow of the game go. The crowd's going nuts. Don't let them think about it. Let them kick it. So.
How advantageous is it having someone under center that looks so comfortable when a play breaks down that they're playing some of their best football?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Zach at times looked very comfortable when the play broke down and he's rolling out and scrambling. How advantageous is it having someone that is so poised in that moment?
I'm speaking like a defensive coordinator right now, but for defensive football, quarterbacks who improvise and go off schedule, there's no call for it, right? You call a play, you beat it in sequence or in timing, and then the quarterback does something and he disrupts the entire flow. So a quarterback who can improvise, go off schedule, There's no play call for it. It's hold on to your seats and hope something good happens. But for him, that's what he's shown, and that's what he's done. And not that it's going to be like that every week. Hopefully it is, but it was good.
I know that there was the play didn't work. It was the drive on offense before the Titans went down and tied the game, the 3rd and 10 that Zach missed to Corey Davis. It was incomplete. They got the Titans the ball back, but still, you guys put the ball in Zach's hands. You told him to kind of go win the game. Can you just talk a little bit about the faith and the confidence that you have in him to make the right decision there?
A lot of faith, and you know, we got the look. He's been making that throw. He made that throw all game, and that's just one of those. Like, the game's over right there, and. You know, we talked about it, and you know, those are the things that he's even going to get better at, and those are the things that he's got to be able to take home with him and get better at in those situations, and make the throw to put the dagger in the game, and we're taking three knees right there, and it's over. But yeah, he's, you know, when he was rolling the way he was, it was very easy for Mike to call the game and put it in his hands. He was making really good decisions, even with the interception. You know, unfortunate Corey falls, and it ends up the way it did, but regardless, thought he was awesome.
How important was it to have Jamison back on the offense for you guys?
You guys saw it. You know, he's a security blanket. A big third down conversion in overtime that I thought was going to end up getting us that win. Like, he's just a reliable one-on-one separator. And when you have one of those security blankets and you know he's going to be where he's supposed to be, those guys are priceless.
Robert, what did Corey show you in a play where maybe he should have made it across the middle early? He falls down on the interception. Then he comes back and it has some just monster catches for you guys.
You know, it's the same thing. That play over the middle, you know, I'll tell Corey he's got to make it, but I'll also tell Zach he's got to put it on him, right? And but for Corey, you know, he's had, you know, a couple of games where he knows that he's got more in the tank. And for him to settle his mind, settle his heart rate, slow his heart rate down and play the way he did, especially against his former team where a lot of times guys kind of do way too much. Just shows his professionalism and the resolve that he has, and he was lights out today.
You talked a lot about seeing Zach's explosive ability in practice and on tape, but for him particularly to see it translate into a victory for the first time, what do you think that will do for him going forward?
Yeah, we'll see, right? You know, there's going to be a lot of things that he's got to be able to take from, but just like I said, that losing a game doesn't define you, neither does winning. You've got to stack these things up. You've got to stack up great days and continue to get better, and we got a really good opponent coming up in London. We've got to do our best to find ways to get better and not read our press clippings.
What's that locker room like right now?
It's awesome. It's awesome.
A couple more. When you look at Tennessee's offense, you kind of say Henry's going to get his. You know that, and like what was the game plan going in against him?
You know, it's a saying that you would always say against a team like that, whether they had whatever it was, stop the run. They got a great play action pass game, and then on third down it was going to come down to third down, getting off the field and playing man coverage and doing everything we can to make Tannehill's life miserable. And I got the stat here: there were 5 of 19 on third down, and we had 7 sacks. So I mean, I feel like Albrick and his staff they did an unbelievable job preparing, and the players did an unbelievable job executing.
What areas did you see Zach improve from last week's game?
You know, it's the same for Zach. It's, you know, just letting the game come to him. You know, he didn't make any mistakes. The interception was unfortunate, but like he made the right reads. He put the ball where it needed to be. He was aggressive when he needed to be. He was boring when he needed to be, believe it or not. Just thought he did a really, really nice job playing his game.
Any injuries?
Eccles has a concussion. That'll be day to day.
What did you say to Zach afterward?
You having fun yet? That's it.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.